Ani nishinabe dog misani nabe kwa ngipi tishindan gitin way winanan mi nawa. This is Nabek and I come to talk language again, specifically Anishinaabe Moin or Ojibwe Moin. Jiwit ukunaguk we wini ji Ojibwe mota diegin dasogijik to help you speak just a little bit more Ojibwe every day. Today I want to talk about words that end in ga bawe. And when you hear something ga bawe or ah bawe, you're talking about someone that's standing. Now, it's pretty common. A lot of people, when we first learn different words for standing, the first one we're going to hear is ni bawe. Ni bawe. Ni bawe means he or she is standing. So, it's a pretty basic word. One of the things I want to talk about, those of us that are endeavoring to go further in our language than just ni bawe, is what are the different ways that people could stand. And there are so many different ways that it can be described. Sometimes it can get into really comical kind of things. For right now, we're going to talk about four or five different ways that a person could stand. And again, we have to understand the words that sentences that I'm using are but one in maybe 100,000 different ways that that they can be said. So this is to get you started. And then hopefully you're working with other first speakers that can even expand on your vocabulary even more. And don't be afraid to share the words, the new words that you're learning with your friends that are also learning. And the more that we gather up, if all of us are doing a little bit, then we're going to end up with a lot when we get collectively get together and look at what we have. So, words talking about standing. Ni bawi. Here she is standing. Bida samiga bawi. Bida samiga bawi. Someone is standing facing this way. Whatever way that is where the speaker is. Bida samiga bawi. And to face away. Animiko ga bawi. Animiko ga bawi. Someone is facing the other way, standing. Animiko ga bawi. So when you're facing this way, bidasame ga bawi, facing away, animiko ga bawi, animiko ga bawi. So we have different words that talk about not just the direction somebody's facing, but maybe their position. And a lot of times you hear iko ga bawi, iko ga bawi. You're talking about someone is standing out of the way. Iko ga bawi, or they're standing aside. Iko ga bawi, or if they're standing in the way, gibi ga bawi. Gibi ga bawi, like they're blocking the way or something, they're in the way. Gibi ga bawi. If they're out of the way, iko ga bawi. If they're in the way, gibi ga bawi. And then we have a generic word for just standing facing a certain direction. Inasami ga bawi. Inasami ga bawi. So inasami ga bawi is talking about standing facing a certain direction. Jawanung inasami ga bawi awinini. That man is standing facing south. Jawanung is south, to the south. So in this word family, you're hearing ga bawi in the end. And a lot of times when you hear those things, it's going to denote a way someone is standing. Listen to the pattern. We have he or she is standing. Ni bawi. We have he or she is standing facing away. Animiko ga bawi. Animiko ga bawi. They're facing this way. Bidasame ga bawi. Bidasame ga bawi. They're standing out of the way. Iko ga bawi. Iko ga bawi. Or they're in the way. Gibi ga bawi. Gibi ga bawi. So you hear the pattern at the end. It's either ga bawi or as in a word like ni bawi. Awi. Awi. Ni bawi. you can hear the pattern. And a lot of times when you run into words like this, you know, it might be embedded inside of a whole bunch of other syllables, but you can understand we're talking about the way somebody is standing. They're standing facing away from the speaker, whoever that is at that point. So some of the other skills that I've talked about in my other presentations, attaching things to the front and back of words, they will all apply to these. Now, these are words describing what somebody's doing when they're standing. Okay, the way somebody is standing. So you could say, you could ask somebody, Ngibigabaw inna. Am I standing in the way? Ngibigabaw inna. And the word is gibigabawi. And in previous presentations, you hopefully will remember that last I at the end of the word is going to drop off when you're talking about I'm doing something. In this case, you're asking, am I standing in the way? Ngibigabaw inna. And inna is our question marker, remember? Ngibigabaw inna. Am I standing in the way? Or you could tell somebody, could you stand out of the way? Gida ikogabaw inna. And that comes from the word ikogabawi. He is standing out of the way. Gida, you could or could you. In this case, because it's a question, it's could you. Gida ikogabaw inna. Inna is our question mark. Gida ikogabaw inna. Could you stand out of the way? Okay. It's more polite than saying, ikogabuin. Get out of the way, like stand aside. Ikogabuin. Sometimes it's necessary to say things like that. More often than not, geta ikogabuin is a little bit more polite. Could you stand out of the way? And you could also even add, geta ikogabuin daga. Could you please stand out of the way? Geta ikogabuin daga. Daga denotes, in this case, the idea of please. It's not a direct translation, but it is it's that idea. Gida ikogabaw inna. So you could add things like gi bidasamigabawi. Gi bidasamigabawi. He was standing facing this way. We animikogabawi. He wants to stand facing away. So maybe he's feeling a little bit miffed about something. And this is sometimes the way we show that, right? We'll turn our back towards a situation or a person. We animikogabawi. He wants to stand facing the other way, or he will stand facing the other way. Or maybe you're playing a game where someone can't be watching what's going on. Gita animikogabaw. You need to stand facing the other way. Gawin gita wabadazin wa isha chigayang. You can't see what we're going to do. And then later they'll turn around. Whatever game you're playing, it's kind of fun. But my point is this. As we're going along and we're gathering language and we're regaining more skills and we're reclaiming more of the things that of how our grandpas and grandmas talk about things, we have to dig deeper than just ni bawi, he is standing. And like, what are some of the different ways that somebody is standing? Ah, twa koga bawi, somebody's leaning on something or whatever. There are so many different ways, and that gets into the richness of the language and the descriptiveness of the language. All the things that we like to brag about Ojibwemoin is, it's a very exact language. It's a very descriptive language, a very beautiful, poetic language. If we don't dig deeper and we stay at the level of Nibawi, which is okay, for some of us that's enough, but those of us that are really trying to dig deeper into who we are as Anishinaabe people, that's where we're going to find it when we dig deeper into different ways people sit, different ways people run, different way people stand. Those are the kind of things we need to do. So as you're working with your grandpas and grandmas or your first speaker teachers, dig deeper. Ask them those questions. You know, how do I say that if I'm leaning with my back on something as opposed to leaning my shoulder on something? Are those different? So I encourage you, dig and be brave. Mi gwe chapichi bizindawiyik, mi sanin nabik, banima niwipi nundagos. Mi gwech.